Go back with me to 1 Samuel 25. This story is a true story, as is every story in this book. A story that's still taking place today. This is the story of the truth. True story, and a story of the truth of the gospel as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ, His dealings with us, He who is King. David is king here in this story. David is king. Now, all men don't know it. Now, all men don't believe it. Nabal is one of them. He doesn't believe that David is king. But that doesn't mean David is not king. Just because Nabal says, "I won't have you, I don't acknowledge you as king," he will, because he is king. And the scripture says, "God reigneth, our God reigneth, whether men acknowledge him or not." Scripture says that I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion, speaking of Jesus Christ. And every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess of things in heaven, things on the earth, things in hell, that Jesus Christ is Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords, to the glory of God the Father. Thus it has been written, and thus shall it be done. He's king. He's king. Oh, worship the king. Oh, glorious above. And gratefully sing his power and his love. Our maker, defender, redeemer, and king. There's a fool in this story. A man who's a fool. Verse 2 and 3 says his possessions were in Carmel. He's a great man, meaning that he had great possessions. He wasn't a great man. He just happened to be a rich man who men thought was great because he had riches. He's a fool is what he is. This man's a fool because he's rich only in physical or material things. And he's not rich toward God. He's poor in spirit. He doesn't know it. Everything he has is soon to be lost. His soul. He's going to lose his soul. Worst of all. This man's a fool because he doesn't give God the glory for his riches. Look at verse 11. He says, "Shall I take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed?" This man's a free willer. This man does not give God all the glory, but he robs God of that glory. My bread that I have earned. What a fool. Doesn't the scripture say a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above? Doesn't the scripture say that? Doesn't God say that? That what do we have that we have not received, and we should give him the thanks for it. But God said, no, men are foolish. They don't give him the thanks. This man's a fool because he doesn't acknowledge the king. He doesn't bow to the king. And that's just his reasonable service. We're going to see in a moment Now that everything this man had was protected by, that this man was hedged about by the very one that he despises. And he wouldn't even acknowledge him. What a fool. Huh? Bite the hand that feeds you. To reject the one who protects you. What a fool. What a fool. This man's a fool because he will not listen to anyone. The word churlish means stubborn. It means obstinate. It means hard and cruel and will not listen to anyone. It means stiff-necked. And whenever somebody says anything to him, his servants say, we can't talk to him. He won't listen to reason. Whenever they did, he went like that. He had a wise wife. He had a wise woman that he was married to. A woman of good understanding. A kind woman, we'll see. A very generous woman. A woman who was very generous and kind. Now, if he's like me, and if he's like you, men, at least half of what he owned he could attribute to his wife. Right, Brother Stan? Brother Henry? Where would we be? Huh? Where would we be? What would we have? Right? I know you men. I know all of you. And I know your wives. And I know myself. Where would we be? Where would I be? Well, either a nothing, a nobody, alone, poor, dead broke, or poorly married, or unhappily, or whatever. That's right. But he wouldn't listen to her. He wouldn't listen to her. He wouldn't listen to anybody. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a hard man. He's a cruel man. God's going to come down hard on him. Real hard. This man's a fool because he is at this moment under the wrath of the king. His life is in the hands of the very one he rejects. And those telling him his need for mercy, and he won't listen. And he's eating and drinking the very food that God gave him, eating and drinking himself senseless, and he's going to die. That's a fool. I've played the fool. Have you? Everyone in here. This message is not directed at anyone in particular, but everyone in general. This message is for me. I am Nabal. I am Mary Magdalene. I am the chief. I am the thief on the cross. I am Mephibosheth. I am. How about you? Brother Wesley. All right, there's the fool. What a fool. Fool says no God. Fool won't give God the glory. A fool robs him of the glory, shares the glory, steals the glory. A fool won't worship God. A fool won't thank God. A fool won't give to God's cause. A fool won't support his cause, the king's men. A fool won't listen to, though maybe joined to, wise people. A fool under God's wrath won't give God a thought. What a fool. Here's the king's word to a fool and his house. Verses 4 and 5. The king sent word to Nabal. Verses 4. David heard he was shearing sheep and sent 10 young men. And David said, get to Carmel, go to Nabal, greet him in my name. The king sent 10 young men and said, thus saith King David. And went on to tell Nabal that these 10 young men come in peace. Look at it. Verse 6. Say to him that liveth in prosperity, Him that hath all these things, hath all this goodness, all this prosperity, say peace to you. Peace to your house. Peace be unto all that thou hast. How many men has God sent over the years? He hath not left Himself without a witness in every generation, the Scripture says. Sending prophets, the Scripture says, day and night, always, and even now, did not left Himself without a witness. 10 young men. At any rate, how many has God sent in the name, thus saith the Lord? They all come in the name of the Lord, preaching His Word. Not their opinions, but what the King says. How many come in the name, still come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Thus saith He that reigneth, thy God. Thus saith the King of kings and Lord of lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what He said. And here was the announcement when the King came. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. God who's angry with the wicked every day. God who provides all things. God who is the Savior of all men. Keeps, protects all men. Savior of the world, Scripture said. God who kills. God who makes life. Savior of all men. Peace. Peace. Now, we don't say peace, peace to men who hate God. We don't say that. When there is no peace. We don't say that. We don't say, God loves you. Everything's all right. No, we're not saying that at all. Not saying that He died for you and now He who is peace. We're not saying that at all. But what we do say is, there is peace to be had with God. We may be reconciled with God. There is reconciliation. There is peace with God for everyone who bows the knee and confesseth, believeth with the heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and asks Him for mercy and thanks Him for the bread. It's a reasonable service. It's what they ought to do. Oh man. Every single one, doesn't matter who it is, what they've done, where they, doesn't matter. When they do that, if they bow the knee, if they come to the King for mercy, we've got a good message. Peace! He won't be angry with you. He'll accept you. Every single one. Oh my. Because our God is good. God is merciful. He will show mercy. Now look at verse 7. They came and said to Nabal, they said, verse 7, they said, all that you have, we protected, we watched over, everything, nothing missing. You know, the Lord's, Scripture says the Lord's tender mercies are over all His work. It says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The man who's out there plowing his field rather than worshiping God. The very field God gave him, the strength to do it, God still makes His rain come down on that man and grows his corn. That's why the Lord said, the plowing of the wicked is evil. Even plowing, because they're not giving me the glory. But God, He says His mercy is over all His work. Verse 8, now He said, the king through these young men said to Nabal, let the young men find favor in thine eyes. We come, this is a good day. This is a good day. Are you with me? He said, this is a good day. And I'm sending 10 young men who have watched over everything you have, protected you. This is a good day. Good news. Peace. Now give. These men have traveled all this way to tell you good news and to watch over your field and your people and be kind and merciful and gracious to you. Given, 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 given. Watched, saved, watched over you. Now, just give a little bit. Just a little bit to support them. Out of gratitude and thanksgiving. Just return a little bit of that which was given to you. And you're doing it not to them, but you're doing it to me, David said. What you do to these young men, you do for me. Does all this sound familiar? And what do we have? Isn't it our reasonable servant? This is a good day. Today's the day of salvation. Whenever the gospel is preached, whenever God's word goes forth, it's a good day. Today is the day of salvation. If you'll hear His voice, hearken. Harden not your heart as in the day of provocation. Don't be a fool. Today is the day of salvation. When the gospel is being preached, the message of peace, there's peace with God. David is going to come through and wipe them all out. David is love. David is mercy. David is grace. David is a kind man, a man after God's own heart. David's a fine man. He's merciful to all that will call on Him. And yet, David said, I'm going to kill them all. How can that be? How can God be love and yet merciful and yet just? He is both. It's holy, the consuming fire. Christ, mercy, the very mercy and love and grace of God is in Jesus Christ. And yet, He's a consuming fire. Give, He said. Will a man rob God? Yeah, he will. Will a man get away with it? No, he won't. The Lord's going to take everything this man had. Everything that belonged to the Lord. I'm going to take it back. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The king's wrath, he said, gird on your sword. The fool hath said, no God. Scripture says, he that believeth not, the wrath of God abides upon him. Judgment, destruction is coming. All have sinned. This is not just doctrine. This is true. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of that sin is death, and God shall take what is His. All souls are mine, he said. The Lord looked down from heaven to see if there were any that did understand. He said, none. There are none that understandeth. There are none that calleth on me. But God. There is someone in this story who understands. Abigail. Melanie, is this story precious to you? You named your child for that reason. There is a young woman who has understanding. The Lord hath given her an understanding. She didn't always have understanding. She wasn't always a woman of understanding and wise and all that. She married a fool, didn't she? That made her a fool. But God. We're not born wise. We're not born knowing God, seeking the Lord. But God, rich in mercy. For His great love wherewith He loved His people, His elect, His chosen, His certain ones, quickens them in the day of Christ Jesus. Sends the gospel at the hands of young men, and they believe. And they bow to the King. And they're so grateful. And they show that gratitude. They prove the sincerity of their love to the King for His mercy and His grace and His loving kindness and His protection, His salvation. And they love those that bring that message. They love the message. They love the one of whom it speaks and the one who tells it. And they themselves are merciful and kind, like Abigail. Abigail, my, what a wise woman. She's wise because she knows the King. She's wise because she knows the King's been good to her and merciful to her and her house. She knows the King is angry, and she comes to the King for mercy. She comes to the King for mercy. Look at it, verse 18. She made haste If Abigail were alive right now, and she is, she said, "Hurry, we got to get to the Lord's house and hear this message of mercy because I've sinned." She made haste. And she came to the king for mercy, and not only for her and for her house. She had a burden for her house, her children, her those that were with her, her friends. She had a burden for all of them. And sure, she came on their behalf too. And Scripture says, "He that believeth, really believeth, with the heart man believeth, and he that believeth shall make haste." Hurry. This is urgent. This was it life and death? This is a true story. It's a true story. It's a true story. Was it life and death for her? Hannah, was it life and death? She's going to die, and everybody in her house is going to die unless she hears from the king himself, unless the king tells her himself, "Dan, is this a true story? Is what I'm telling you about Jesus Christ a true story? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word of this story shall pass away," our Lord said. It's all true. It's truth. It's true. She made haste. "He that believeth shall make haste. Today is the day of salvation. The gospel is preached. Why will you die?" our Lord said through the prophet, through all of his prophets. Why will you die? Why will you die? Mercy for every sinner that comes. Every sinner that comes, there's mercy. Christ, every sinner that comes like Abigail, she brought blood, sheep, she brought bread, she brought wine, she brought fruit, meat for repentance. She came to the king for mercy, and she was in a hurry to get it. And she brought that which the king accepted, which the king loved. And there's mercy for every sinner that comes through Christ's blood and his righteousness. Every sinner that comes for mercy. Every sinner that comes in thanksgiving and praise to the king for protecting them, for giving them everything they have in the name of Jesus Christ, and bows the knee and confesses with it, there's mercy, peace. And God, with the overflowing scourge of His wrath, comes through. It will not come nigh thee. He'll pass by you when He sees the blood. Every person that comes to Jesus Christ. Look at it. Verse 23, she hasted, lighted off the ass, fell before David on her face, bowed herself to the ground, fell at his feet, and said, on me, let it all, I'm guilty. Said in verse 19, she didn't tell her husband she was gone. He may have prevented her from coming. He may have not wanted her to give what he thought was his. But she's a wise woman. She's a desperate woman. And she says, "I'm not going down with him. I got to get to the king. And my house has got to get to the king. We're all going to die." This is true. So help me God. This is true. This ain't just a story. This, I ain't just preaching, but Scott said, I'm telling you the truth. Our lives and our children's hang in the balance. If this ain't true, I'm a fake. What you're believing is a fake. Why are we doing this? Let's eat and drink and be merry like old Nabal, for tomorrow we die. But it is true. It's desperate. It really is. You know, every message, Brother Mike, every message is vital. There's life. There's salvation. If the Lord will play you, in a word, us and our children. Us and our children. Well, she came. You know what the king did? The king who was determined to kill them all. You know what David did? He had mercy. It says that he accepted her person. He accepted what she brought. Verse 35, David received of her hand what she brought. Anyone who comes to God by Christ, he accepts. End of 11. He said, see? But Sam, see now. The king says, I've accepted thy person. You come through Christ, you're accepted. Not angry with you. Matter of fact, the king loves you. You're going to find out. He's going to marry you. The king who should kill us. He's a merciful king. The pagan king said, I hear that the kings of Israel are merciful. Oh, you haven't heard. The half hasn't been told of this king's mercy. The half has not been told. I can't tell it. I'm trying desperately. I can't do it. You know, this woman, let me just say this. I've got to show you this. Abigail here is every believer that comes to Christ, bows the knee to Christ. They're accepted. Everyone that comes bringing the blood, belief, faith in the blood, the righteousness of Christ, fruit, has been born again and regenerated, find mercy. But Abigail here is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? Isn't she? Christ is all. And in all, Abigail's a picture of the only intercessor, the only mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. This woman represents the man, Christ Jesus. She came on behalf of these men, not Nabal. Not Nabal. And Christ didn't come. He said, I don't pray for the world. No, no. But she came on behalf of the men who came to her. Those men, you read it with me. Those men came to her, the servant, the shearers came to her and said, oh my, we're in danger. They came to her and said, these men were good to us. They came to her and said, what are you going to do for her? You're going to have to do something. Didn't they, John? They came to her and said, Abigail, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to go to the king for us and plead with him for our lives. Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man, the daysman, the intercessor between all sinners. Lord, you're going to have to do something for me. You have to go to God for me. You have to plead with me. And he says, I will. And so she came, and the king accepted her and what she brought. And Christ did too. He came. He lived. He died. He arose. And he ever lives to make intercession for the transgressors. And God always hears him and accepts us in him. Well, this story has a wonderful end. It's not wonderful for Nabal. Verse 37 and 8 came to pass. Nabal and wine was gone out of him. What it was that he was all consumed with ended. His heart died. Heart of stone. Came to pass shortly thereafter, the Lord smote Nabal, and he died. But the end for Nabal is just the beginning for Abigail. Terrible end for a fool. Terrible end. But for all those who come to God for mercy through the Lord Jesus Christ, it's just the beginning. And the David sent word again through his servants.
Go tell Abigail, I'm going to marry her. Go tell Abigail
that the king sends for you, and he's to marry you, and you're to be his wife, and abide with him forever. And thus saith the Lord, Nancy Parks, the king cometh and calleth for you. Mary, the king cometh and calleth for you. And says unto you, and says unto his men who come, thus saith the king, and will say to his angels someday, gather mine elect from the four corners of the earth, and bring them to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And they'll be feasting, and she and they will live with me happily ever after, thus saith the king. The king. It's just the beginning. The marriage supper of the Lamb. The end for all who don't know him, who don't acknowledge him, the end of fools is death. But for the righteous, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with them. It is well. Okay, we're going to sing number 16. Number 16, in closing, is a wonderful hymn that goes with this. Number 16, let's stand as we sing this.